Welcome, everybody. It's time once again for another episode of SLMA Radio. Brought to you on behalf of the thousands and thousands of members of the Sales Lead Management Association. If it has to do with sales lead management or sales lead marketing, it probably starts here with the SLMA Radio Show. Today, we're privileged to have with us our semi-regular guest host, all the way from across the ocean, Peter Gillette. Hey, Peter, how are you today?
Hi, Paul. Yeah, we're really good, thank you. Just struggling with the summertime ending and you guys doing the same next week, so yeah. We're now plunged in darkness. But there we go. We'll put up with that for another few months.
So welcome. Who have you got with you today here?
We've got Hector Garcia, who is a client contact from Verizon. We've been really looking forward to talking to Hector again. He's full of positive new ideas to change the whole events and trade show space. So I think we've got a good conversation coming up.
All right. Well, let's launch into it.
Good. Hector, good to talk to you again. So you're the experiential marketing manager for Verizon Telematics is the official title. Experiential, I think, is still a bit of a trendy title, certainly over this side of the pond. What does that really mean in your organization?
Hey, Pete, thank you for inviting me. I'm excited to be here and sharing kind of our thoughts and things that we've talked on the background, you know, face-to-face. I think, you know, experiential, beyond trendy, we've been seeing this title out there for a long time, but it's thinking through the whole experience from start to finish. It's not just about the encounter in a trade show booth, or getting a pre-show email, but it's thinking through what the experience is and having, you know, meaningful engagement and touch points for your attendees, whether an existing customer, a prospect that you're already working on, or someone who's new to your business and wants to know what you're offering. And beyond just, you know, having a sales slick and telling them kind of point blank what the solution does, it's engaging them in the content that is going to be meaningful to them at that point in the buying process. So for me, that's the opportunity here.
So it really is about the experience. It's as simple as that, isn't it? And improving it along the route. Good. So tell us a bit more about Verizon. I mean, of course, the brand to the man in the street means mobile. But actually, of course, it's much deeper than this. I'm sure there are companies within the group that many of us have never even heard of.
Absolutely. Verizon has a number of investments in different companies to continue to grow. You know, as a maturing wireless market, the company has to be invested in the next, you know, phenomenal growth opportunities out there. And one of the big bets that they've placed is in the telematics space along with media. And so in the media space, you have these acquisitions for AOL, Yahoo, and now consolidated under the Oath brand. And they have all of these media outlets that have tremendous audiences that are now tied into, you know, the opportunity with wireless. And on the telematics space where we play in, we have solutions for automakers, for consumers, and for commercial fleets. And for automakers, we empower everything from connectivity in the vehicle, so Wi-Fi, any data transmission from the vehicle is on the Verizon network, you know, very reliable communications. And then for consumers, we have aftermarket products like our Hum product, which gives consumers a connected vehicle without having to buy and invest in a new vehicle. It's just an aftermarket accessory. And then in the commercial fleet space, we have a number of fleet management solutions, kind of software as a service, that offer much more than just dots on the map, as we say, for vehicles. And you have all of these companies in the utility space, construction space, government, and many others that have thousands and thousands of vehicles. And they want to know not only where they are they being used to the most efficient capacity? And, you know, how are they being operated? Are they being operated safely for their drivers and for their customers? So that's what we do in our group. But Verizon has many other arms in the IoT space, Internet of Things. There's many other investments in infrastructure, connected cities, and connected infrastructure. So there's a lot of things going on at Verizon. So it's an exciting time to be in the telecom space.
Exciting times, and also sounds like an expanding market as we get into all these new technologies. So fascinating. And I know you also work with some of the other subsidiaries within Verizon, and I get the sense that you're quite a proactive sort of guy. You certainly have working with us. So when you're doing that within the corporation, you proactively talking to the other event teams and saying, hi, guys, look, we ought to be doing this a different way? Or, you know, how do you lead them along? Is it just a nice friendly rivalry? Is it a bit of a club? How does that relationship work with your other colleagues within other subsidiaries?
I really like the club, you know, reference there, because otherwise we'd be tripping over each other signing up for the same shows. So we definitely collaborate with Verizon corporate marketing teams, with Enterprise Solutions, which is kind of the selling arm of the wireless business. And they go to many industry shows that we would want to go to. So what we do is we partner and we look at our schedules for, you know, the following year and say, these are kind of our tier one shows. These are our tier one shows. Where is there some overlap? Where is there opportunities to collaborate and cross-sell not only, you know, GPS fleet management solutions, but also tablets and wireless service, and kind of having that end-to-end solution for our end customers. We've got a number of opportunities right now with the ELD mandate, which is, you know, the registering their hours of service for trucking companies and many other businesses, and so that are going to need a tablet, and they're going to need our fleet management solution. So obviously it's a collaboration, making sure that we're constantly checking in with these other groups within the Verizon organization where we might see some overlap. There are some businesses, as I mentioned, the media companies, that they go to completely different industries, and we're kind of aware of their announcements, of their productions at CES-type shows or Mobile World Congress or other national shows that are important for them, but that they do not play in our space. So we're kind of aware of each other, and we collaborate when there's opportunities to better sell to our customers that end-to-end solution.
Okay, and there must be a variety of different systems they're using. I remember you mentioning once that some divisions still use good old paper and pen to staple business cards to. Can that seriously still be going on these days?
I know it's incredible in 2017 with the myriad options out there. But sometimes, you know, the businesses have either through acquisitions, they've joined the Verizon company recently, and they don't have the established systems in place to manage, you know, an increasing volume of leads and requests for information, that they're still using paper forms. And that's an opportunity for me, and something that I've identified in moving these businesses under the commercial fleet space, you know, away from the forms, and making sure that we're really moving the business forward by capturing the data in a quality way up front, making sure that it's coming into our CRM systems consistently, and that the sales team has access to that, you know, immediately after the show. So, yeah, surprisingly to see here that the paper forms are still out there, but I'm out there working on stomping each one of those out down to the ground.
Excellent. And I noticed in the old days, you used to own your own event agency. Was that something you always wanted to do? You know, was it a specialist company? I'm intrigued, because it looks like that sort of set the scene for, you know, where you've been heading in recent years.
Yeah, thank you for mentioning that. When I started out in my professional career, you know, I knew that I wanted to focus on marketing. And once I got into a marketing opportunity, I really enjoyed and developed a passion for events and sponsorships. And after that, I started to focus my career path within marketing just narrowly on events, trade shows, you know, live events, any type of sporting sponsorships in that area. And the business became about because of an opportunity where I met these great collaborators, and we were in a role that we weren't really happy with. And we started talking and, you know, said, hey, there's really a gap here for an event that brings together the marketers and the marketing out media outlets and marketing tools in the Baja California. This is in Mexico, northern Mexico, right across the border from San Diego, where I'm at, that there wasn't this marketplace like we see in these professionally produced trade shows in the U.S., So that's what prompted this opportunity of let's put together a trade show. We've seen how they're done. Now let's bring together a conference program and invite professionals in the industry. And we did, and we were successful. The issue was the timing of our enterprise, you know, wasn't really great, because it was just about before the recession, the big recession. And, of course, you know, not being able to anticipate the seriousness of it and the impact, I understood that the business environment was not going to be conducive for us to be successful. in the long term for that enterprise. But we did rack up a number of events that we planned, and we brought in clients to plan their trade shows, help them sell their exhibit space. So it was kind of end-to-end solution of having our own shows and being able to offer and leverage our experiences to benefit other show organizers.
Fascinating. So back to the present and good old sales leads, which is why we're here today. In your recent article for Demand Gen Report, you talked about the challenges you face when looking for a new lead retrieval solution for Verizon back in 2015, not such a long time ago. And I believe the initial issue you were having was the long time it took from the moment of actually capturing a lead at a show until it eventually popped up in your CRM system for sales follow-up. Was that the big nut to crack to start with?
Yeah, definitely. You know, when I stepped into the role at Verizon Network Fleet, starting off with this group, you know, it was one of the low-hanging fruit for me to benefit the business and really bring value, is that you had these leads on paper forms that were being shipped back from shows. So the show ends, it takes 3 to 5 days for your shipment of leads to come back, and then a couple of days and hours for someone to manually capture that information into a database or into a CRM system. And I said, how can we be doing this? We definitely need to, you know, be a digital first company that has that, you know, enhanced interaction from the moment that we greet a visitor in our booth and share their information with sales. So how do we speed this up? And that was why I identified the need to have a lead capture system, you know, early on. And we evaluated all of the top options out there. We obviously talked to some of your competitors out there, but we evaluated that Zuant had the features that we needed at an attractive package that was suitable for our business. So capturing the contact information in a consistent way across all of our shows, offering, you know, e-literature delivery instead of having to print collateral. These days, you know, people are lugging too many technology gadgets in their backpacks that they don't want to add, you know, pieces of printed collateral. So having that was an awesome feature. And we saw the results. We saw how getting the data in a quality way, consistent way into our Salesforce instance benefited sales.
Fascinating. So that really sort of sets the scene, because I remember when you were looking for a new provider, the list of requirements you put together was quite extensive. And it was really describing a fully fledged digital platform compared to the old scanners, let alone paper forms and so on. So what stands out as the big feature you had to satisfy? Was it the ability to go with the same system from show to show, or was it something else that needed to be fixed?
For me, something that I'm always on the lookout for is end user usability. If we can't get the Salesforce to understand it, you know, upfront and in a very easy and quick way, then it's not going to work in the long term, because if it doesn't work for them, that they're your, you know, feet on the ground, the face of the brand in a trade show booth, if they don't understand it and it's not easy for them to use it across the board at any number of shows, then that's your number one challenge. So that was something that was key to me. The second being, you know, making sure that we have the ability to create these customized qualification questionnaires that help us really drive and segment the people that come to our booth, whether that's, you know, recognizing an existing customer for their business. Otherwise, we can scan their contact information and wait a week for the data to come back from the show registration system or from the paper forms, and they had a request. Well, you know, by then it's probably been addressed, but they've forgotten, they've moved on. And, you know, making sure that we're registering, that we're touching existing prospects, and being able to quickly on the show floor, you know, unqualify people. That's key. Instead of dumping thousands and thousands of contact records into a CRM system that sales is coming back to us and saying, well, you know, you appreciate the volume, but it's all trash, then it's not worth their time. And so you lose their investment and their confidence. So it was key to have, you know, the ability for them to quickly understand it and for them to trust that the data that they're getting out of it is actually workable and provides them with the sales opportunities they're looking for.
It's good. So really the ease of use means straightforward training, which is so fundamentally important when you have different teams using systems, maybe just for a few hours in a really hectic week before moving on to the next show? Do you find you're working with different salespeople or show workers from show to show, or do you get used to the same teams going from event to event?
We, you know, going back to when we launched Zuant in our organization, we had dedicated sales, field sales teams by different markets. So depending on where the event was being held, we could see someone, you know, consistently at across a number of shows. But as we've integrated these other businesses, Fleetmatics, Telegis, even Skyward, our drone platform management company, we've been able to quickly share, you know, this great tool that's consistent and it works just out of the box. So the template that we have and the process that we have, you know, independently of who's in the booth, whether it's someone from Fleetmatics or Telegis, they can quickly understand how this works, and the data that we're gathering from their shows is consistent, and we can quickly evaluate where a prospect should go to. If it's for an enterprise class prospect, that goes to our Telegis, and the qualification questionnaire that we use that's built in is quick and easy to understand, helps us do that very efficiently.
Okay, and digressing a moment, tell us about the drone company. What's that going to be doing? We read about Amazon's drone deliveries being tested, and that's going to be the future. Are you involved with that, or are they for separate applications?
So we acquired Skyward, the company, this year, and what they are is they're not a manufacturer of the actual drones themselves, but they are a software platform that allows companies operating a drone program in their business. And you think of utilities, you know, they own thousands of vehicles in their fleet, so they're already our clients, or they're evaluating our solutions, and they might be adding a drone program to send a drone up instead of a tower to do a site inspection. They might be doing, you know, any pole or line inspection with a drone versus sending up a line worker. And it's going to be safer and more cost-effective to do that. And so they need a software platform to help them manage their flight path, document, and making sure that they're being compliant with, you know, airspace regulations. And so what Skyward does is brings together all of the FAA regulations real time, and you can register a flight path and get approval very quickly to operate in a regulated area. You have the ability to record the flight path. You have the ability to even contract certified pilots if you don't have them in-house. So it's a great platform to manage a drone program, much like you manage a fleet of vehicles in our, you know, Fleetmatics, Network Fleet, or Telegis platforms.
Fascinating. As long as we don't go back to printed sales leads that you deliver directly to the sales guys, we'll be okay. So I think we're just going to stop for a break now, and we'll talk about that. We'll get back to that demand gen report as soon as we've had the break.
And just a quick message to remind those of you, today's show is brought to you by Zuant, a new generation of mobile lead capture systems, one you can use at every trade show and event, and every day, even when you're on the road, to present and send videos and literature to your customers. Looks great, eliminates the need to manually enter your leads later. Boy, that's a time saver in itself. That's what the smart system at Zuant offers you. Find out more, simply go to Zuant.com, like so many have, Zuant.com. All right, back to Peter and his guest.
Fantastic. So, Hector, demand gen report. I have to say that the results that you reported are absolutely stunning in such a short space of time. In the first year, you doubled sales opportunities just by better data collection at the events. You know, where on earth were the leads going to before? Or are you just now collecting more leads?
Well, definitely when we launched Zuant, we were really down the path of volume, you know, bringing in a lot of leads to meet the needs of the growing business and the demands and the goals that we had. But beyond just delivering volume, what we were able to uncover by getting, you know, better data up front is the accountability for those leads. So we could see them now in the system attached to an event record and say, hey, you know, all of these leads are in this current status. You know, they're being worked on. We're seeing them convert to opportunities, and we're closing the deals. And before that, you know, we were bringing in these paper forms, and sometimes they were attached to an event record, sometimes they weren't, and it was just inconsistent. And so this growth is being able to document and show the business that the investment in, you know, a consistent lead capture process can uncover, you know, the truth of where the business is coming from. And events and trade shows are definitely a great, viable, and successful channel for us to pursue. And I think the business knew that, but being able to prove that with data, of course, is always the key selling point. And it has really helped me in my position in growth in the company to say, you know, data is important, and I can help the business validate that the investments in these event programs have a positive ROI.
And you go on to say that you also achieved 287% year-on-year increase in unit sales from events. Now, that looks a pretty precise number to me. How do you actually report on this? I believe you use Salesforce CRM. Have you developed some special reporting dashboard on the platform to assist here?
Absolutely. So we create a record for each of the events, and we categorize them, whether it's a trade show, a meeting, you know, any type of a hospitality event or field event that we host. It's all captured in Salesforce. And as we bring in the leads and do our matchback process to identify whether they're already existing prospects or new leads or they're already customers, sales now has the ability to go in and say, hey, you know, they came by the booth, they expressed interest in this additional feature that they hadn't uncovered, or they're looking to fill out their fleet and add more vehicles to their existing solution. Helped us, you know, track the performance of the leads now to say all of these unit sales are actually coming in from leads sourced at events. Versus, you know, they came in, they took a webinar on our website, or they interacted with an email campaign. Sometimes you have to do multi-touch attribution and give credit to other tactics. But for the events program, just having the ability to now, you know, take consistent data from start to finish and track them now in Salesforce. And we did build some custom reports to help us do that, because, you know, some leads in public sector have a long sales cycle, so we know that they take longer to close. But in the small and medium-sized business space where these deals close very quickly, it's key to allow us to show and say, hey, from this event, and still, you know, right now, from the leads that we started documenting through Zuant in 2016, I can say they're still bringing value to the business through add-on business or leads that had not converted back then but that are now converting. And so that's why I can deliver the specific, you know, and significant growth, as mentioned in the article, to the business from events.
Yeah, it's fascinating. One of your favorite expressions is speed to lead. I think you must have some Verizon T-shirts produced with that branding on them. But, you know, personally, I think the three big issues that you brought to life, importantly, fast data capture in the first place, fast synchronization into your CRM, so your salespeople hit the ground running, and then, just as you were saying, the ROI, return on investment dashboards in your CRM are so important, and from our experience, so rare, because event managers just usually don't get involved in that area. They've already moved on to the next show. That's someone else's job to do that. But unless it's done, then you're not going to get that view of which shows are delivering the best leads. So fascinating. Before we run out of time, just be interesting to talk about the attitudes of the exhibition organizers you deal with. You know, you've set up some of your own shows in your previous life. As a rule, as they should be, they're very cooperative. But I think we find there are a few thorns in our side where the old 1D barcode badges are used, and it means you can't scan someone immediately. You can't get the data into a CRM in real time. But what's your experience been, you know, as the main budget-holding customer from Verizon, wanting a better solution from a show organizer?
I have to say that, you know, the expression that you had just now that, you know, you go from show to show. Well, this is one area where I would love to say that I could push the show organizers on moving away from these 1D barcodes because they do delay our process and they do impact our speed to lead. It's certainly a gap, and it's something that you know, my team has to work on with the show organizers to move away from that. But the ability to push the show organizers to move beyond that and to upgrade their registration systems is on us. And so I've actually been involved with the Exhibit Design and Producers Association. It's one of the things that we've talked about, as well as I'm engaged in the industry, and sharing these experiences that we have to push and offer and recommend registration systems and enhancements to show organizers. And because at the end of the day, if we can't see the results and share the results, as I was challenged with last year, you know, either show me the ROI for these events or we stop doing them. So they're key partners in the process.
Good, good. Well, no, we appreciate your pressure on that side. And I think we're handing back to Paul now to wrap up the show. As usual, Hector, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. Fascinating. And we really look forward to having you back on the show on one of our future sessions. Thanks very much again.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
You've been listening to another episode of SLMA Radio, brought to you on behalf of the thousands of members of the Sales League Management Association, one of the many shows on the Funnel Radio Network for at-work listeners like you.